Hello, dear friend. This is Reni from Blissfully Lean.
Since you're listening to this right now, something probably feels out of your hands. Maybe it's obvious. A situation that's genuinely unpredictable. A plan that's fallen apart. Something that didn't go the way you needed it to. And now there's an urgent pull toward food. The one thing right now that feels like it's still within your control. Or maybe it's subtler than that. A low hum of unease about something uncertain on the horizon. A sense that things aren't quite as managed as you'd like them to be. And your body has already started reaching for the one variable it can still command. Both are real. Both are your nervous system's way of saying, I need something solid right now. Something I can trust. And your body is responding. You might feel it as a tight, urgent pulling sensation that feels remarkably like physical hunger. I want you to pause here and hear this. That physical feeling is real. Your nervous system is genuinely creating it. It's not confusion and it's not weakness. It's your body responding to a felt sense of uncertainty with a very real physical sensation. Here's what's remarkable though. When you offer your body genuine trust and groundedness instead of food, that sensation shifts. True physical hunger doesn't do that. That quality, the way it responds to emotional input, is your body's own intelligence, showing you what it actually needs. And right now, what it actually needs is this. I invite you to step away from the kitchen. Step away from the food. Not forever. Just for right now. You're not losing control by doing this. You're simply giving yourself something your nervous system needs even more than food in this moment. A few minutes of genuine, felt safety that doesn't depend on managing anything. Wherever you are, let yourself settle. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel your body supported by whatever is beneath you right now. Drop your shoulders away from your ears. Unclench your jaw. Let your hands relax open in your lap, releasing, just for a moment, the need to hold on to anything. And take one slow breath in. Hold it gently at the top and let it out with a long, steady sigh. Now I want to invite you to leave the story your mind is telling right now about what needs to be managed, fixed, or figured out. And drop your awareness gently inward. We're going to find where this need for control actually lives in your body. Bring your attention to your throat, your chest, your stomach. Is there a bracing somewhere? A tightness or gripping or a sense of holding on tightly to something. Find it. You don't need to know what it means. Just locate it. The place in your body where the need for control is living right now. Now bring your breath gently into that place. Not to force to let it go, just to be with it. Like sitting beside someone who's been working incredibly hard for a very long time, patient, steady, without demanding they stop. Soften around the edges of that gripping. Let it hold on for exactly as long as it needs to. Give it total permission to be there. And now, silently, to that vigilant, hard-working part of you, offer these words. I see you. You worked so hard. You can rest just for a moment. Stay here. Let your body experience, even briefly, what it feels like not to have to hold everything together. You're not losing anything by resting here. The world will not fall apart in these few minutes. This is simply a chance for your nervous system to feel something it rarely gets to feel. Genuine, unearned safety. Take one more breath in, and on the exhale, let your grip loosen just slightly, just for this moment. You can pick it up later if you need to. Now, gently press your feet into the floor. Feel the ground solid and steady beneath you. Steadier, perhaps, than anything you've been trying to control. When you are ready, slowly open your eyes. Notice what has shifted. That tight, urgent pulling may have softened into something looser, something more present, something that trusts even just a little that things can be okay without being managed perfectly. That is real. That is your nervous system receiving something it actually needed. Not control, but genuine trust. You can return to this audio anytime uncertainty arrives and reaches for control through food. The more you use it, the more your nervous system learns that safety doesn't require managing everything. You're learning to trust yourself, your body, and life itself. And that is true freedom. Go gently.